So on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being, you know, you're about to throw up, what was your scale of nerves before that semi?
I wasn't really nervous. My heart rate got a little bit up when I heard them cheering for the Russian people. So that's really cool to hear. Makes everyone step up their game to know that they have a country like that behind them, and for us to think that we got one behind us too back home.
So in terms of comfort, was that a pretty comfortable swim for you? Felt in control the whole way?
Yeah, I mean, I think I was just kind of going same plan as this morning, and then I started looking around off the last wall. I saw that Kubecki was out in lane one, and then Ju, or however you say his name, was right there in three, and Mitch was in four, so I didn't want to be fourth in my heat, so I tried to step it up the last 50, and I think that worked out.
Was that kind of having you change your game plan, or was it, were you just kind of like, well, we'll just see what happens on the last 50 to figure out how I need to swim it?
I knew I had to have a flexible game plan. I mean, it's semis, so I didn't want to put everything into it, but I didn't want to, you know, be stuck watching the final tomorrow. So I knew I had to be flexible, be ready to go, and I prepared to be ready to go my best right before, and so I was ready to do that.
This is your first long course world championship, yes, but you've been to short course worlds in a way the same. Is it in a way the same kind of meet?
Not at all. I mean, I definitely place higher stake in this meet as compared to short course, and I think everyone else does too. So everyone's a little bit more intense. So it's definitely more of a pressure-packed meet for sure.
Well, good luck in the final.
Thank you.